from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Line drive, slicing into center field. That's a base hit. Hap around third. He's in to score. And the Cubs blowing it open. It is 8-0.
You know, Justin Steele's really good, and he's been pitching extremely well. You know, he's got a really good cutter that you can throw to both sides, and a little bit of a two-seamer there to Sed. And then a sweeper he can throw to left-handers, but we just had a tough time kind of pushing him out over the plate. Our right-handers, we were getting jammed constantly. It's been a rough few days. We just got flat-out beat and didn't play well, but we got beat. We got beat by starters. We didn't do much against their bullpen. We didn't play very good defense for us, and we didn't throw the ball very well besides Burnsy last night, so we got to play a lot better. Just not very good at bats. Give him credit. Threw the ball really, really well, but we just didn't do a whole lot of anything this series, and we didn't play well at all in any aspect, so we got to play a lot better going forward.
It's Brandon Hyde stating the obvious as the Orioles just get swept by the Chicago Cubs. And I'm going to take a lot of the blame for this because I said on Tuesday night, BBT, first game of the series, first place Orioles coming off a successful road trip, taking on the last place Cubs. What could go wrong? Everything went wrong. They got outscored 21-2, 0-4 with runners in scoring position in the entirety of said sweep. First time the Orioles have been swept at home since 2021, by the way. But also, I went to 2 games last year at Wrigley Field. Justin Steele pitched one of them, the Saturday game. They lost both of them. And then I went last night as a fan, and they got hammer-timed. So I will say this, my proclamation on this Featured Artist Friday, that reveal coming up in a few minutes, I will never go to an Orioles-Cubs game again, except for maybe next year when they're at Wrigley Field, depending on the air prices. But Nolan McGraw, if they play in a World Series, then I'm going to have to break the vow there. But not only are they losing these games, they're getting their pants pulled down and their heinies are a little red right now.
Well, I'm definitely blaming you. You never go to a game. Especially a weeknight? I came in this morning. You said you were there last night. I was stunned.
I was.
What's Bob doing there on a weeknight?
I pitched the 6th through the 9th inning, if you saw that.
Not too shabby.
As the thing, the ball was flying over the fence. But every time we see the Cubs, they kind of do damage. And the Orioles stink against the NL Central. That's the major problem. Outside of beating the Reds, they've lost to everybody else. So that's something that needs to be remedied. So if we see the Cardinals in the World Series, assuming the Orioles get that far, or the Brewers, I think the smart money would be on the National League team. But in all seriousness, and I'm kind of half serious, by the way, the 0-for with runners in scoring position was dreadful. Only two runs put on the board against the Chicago pitching staff. It's somewhat beleaguered. The bullpen isn't really that great. But again, I astutely said, if you remember Tuesday, the only thing to be maybe worried about is they're facing their three best pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happened. And Taillon was a beast. Imanaga had him mystified. And Steele just, you heard Brandon and I'd say, we couldn't get anything going against. They were getting no hit for what, first four innings, whatever it was. And then Mateo hits that little bloop down the right field line. No hard contact for the Cubs. A lot of hard contact. Look, there's no other way to say it. They got their asses kicked for three games. And it was ugly. It was a one-sided rout. And the Chicago Cubs, now playing good baseball, put themselves very much in wild card talk in the National League. They came, they saw, they kicked their ass, and now they're off to their next series. Now the Orioles lick their wounds and get ready for the Yankees tonight. Another struggling team. The good thing for the Orioles is the Yankees aren't playing all that great because it's still a two-game lead for the Birds in the American League East. But don't look now, that object in the rearview mirror is starting to creep up a little bit. It's called the Boston Red Sox.
You should be worried, too. I mean, was a couple weeks ago. I think I even brought it up and said it's a two-team race. Well, things change very quickly here. We're still not at the All-Star break, and the Red Sox, they're not dead yet. So, I mean, the Orioles have played well against AL East teams this year in head-to-head matchups. That doesn't really concern me, but the fact that all of a sudden this is more interesting with Boston being a part of the equation, and they're seemingly not going to be sellers in this case, that they might even look to add and go all in on a wild card. And, I mean, heck, they're only 5.5 back of the division lead. Why not go for that, too? So, all of a sudden, this is a lot more muddy than we all expected.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you guys this question. We asked Mike Bordick yesterday, we're a Hall of Famer, and obviously the listeners get on in here at 410-583-1057. You think the Orioles overlooked the Cubs a little bit. You got Chicago coming in. All right, they're playing really good ball right now. I think they won six of their last seven. But for the most part, they've been one of the bigger disappointments in the majors. You got the Yankees looming, who the Orioles are, by the way, 5-2 against this year. And I'm expecting some Yankee might feel a fastball between the numbers for what happened to Gunnar Henderson in the Bronx a couple of weeks back. We'll revisit that with Pete Caldera later in the show. But Bordy said this too. We don't know this absolutes because we're not inside their brains. But you got the All-Star stuff going on. You got five All-Stars now. Thank you, Anthony Santander, getting in as Kyle Tucker from Houston could not participate. I mean, maybe they were distracted. And I'll buy that for maybe the first game. Maybe even into the second game. But now you're trying to avoid the sweep. I don't think you're overlooking anything. I think it was a, watching them, it seemed as though they were uninspired. It was an uninspired three games. Cubs are trying. Again, three really good pitchers. All three would make the Orioles rotation better. But they just got it handed to them. Bad at-bats, terrible with runners in scoring position. Only one home run in the series. That was Westberg in game one. Shutout back. They've scored, 24 straight scoreless innings? Yeah. I mean, this is the highest scoring team in baseball going into the series. Lead the majors in home runs. Lead in OPS. I mean, they're a dynamo with the sticks. And the sticks were, they were like broom handles out there.
Let me ask you this, because you were there, Bob. What was Mullins looking at? Like, he wasn't even near the ball.
He was mystified by Justin Steele.
I mean, that was crazy that ball just, he was nowhere near it.
Right, and Steele was painting corners.
No. In center field when he missed it.
Okay, let's elaborate here. Oh, the fly ball?
Yeah.
I think it carried farther than he thought it was going to carry.
I know, but he's a great out. To be that far away, was kind of, I'm like, what the hell? And the announcers were like, well, that kind of says what the night was.
Yeah, microcosm of the series. But he made the spirited effort at center field. But, again, the ball off the, I think Irvin was pitching at that time. that was a missile to straightaway center field. He tracked it. I think the leap might have been too. I'm not going to sit here and break down.
No, it was the fly ball one. But the pop-up one.
Oh.
You might have left by then. It was in the eighth.
Oh, we left after right after.
Yeah, Norm, you saw
God
it, right?
Country boy.
Bob, I mean, just, he's it's a pop-up.
Yeah.
And he runs up, and the ball's 20 feet from him.
Wasn't that 8-0 at that time, though?
That, I think that made it.
Yeah.
Sure, but goes back to the point about being demoralized. You're getting beat down.
Yeah.
You know, and
you just want the series to end.
Right. The whole overlooking thing. I don't know if I'm buying it fully. I kind of like what Bob said, maybe for game one, but you get beat 9-2. I mean, there's your wake-up call right there.
Well,
I mean,
you
should come right back.
Exactly. And, yeah. So you get your asses kicked. And then by the series finale, at least, you're like, wait a minute. We got to regroup here.
And that was their worst effort.
Yeah, I thought they were going to put, uninspired.
Well, let's hope tonight, you know, because you got two teams that are struggling. And, you would think big series tonight, sellout crowd. If you can't get jacked up for tonight, you know, come on.
Well, they'll be jacked up for tonight. It's a division game. Orioles 29-20 against teams 500 or above, but they just got laid waste to.
Yeah.
That's all you can say. Outplayed, outscored, obviously, shut out back-to-back nights. Suarez wasn't terrible, but he got no run support. Burns was acceptable enough to get a win, and then Kramer got rocked, and that was all she wrote. So now you try to settle up. Get ready for the All-Star break. You're still two games up in the division. You handle your business 2 out of 3. You go to the break in first place. And then you try to regroup against Texas right out of the All-Star break. And Texas is the team that, you know, they're the defending world champions. And they're trying to stay alive in their American League West and in the wild card. There's no other way to say it. They got their asses kicked. I mean, what do you want to do? Explain things? Hey, they're down 10-0. What happened on that play? They were down 10-0. They were looking to get out of Dodge.
It is an interesting feeling heading into this series. You know, two great teams in the Yankees and the Orioles, but both far from playing their best baseball right now. I mean, as bad as the series was for the Orioles, the Yankees stretch here the past couple weeks has been abysmal. So, I mean, two teams that have lofty goals, World Series goals, expectations, but not really feeling themselves right now. Great chance to, you know, bounce back. Change your fortunes here over the weekend. And so far this year, the Orioles have had the better of the Yankees across the board. I mean, it really hasn't been close in head-to-head matchups. The Orioles have kind of owned him. So hopefully that follows suit this weekend.
Yeah, last game, the Orioles put 17 on the board. So they'll both try to get it together as we head into the All-Star break. Yankees have lost 6 of their last 7 series. And the one series that wasn't a loss was a series split. So they're scuffling big time. But the Orioles just got swept and dominated by the Chicago Cubs. You want to vent, you can at 410-583-1057. Ravens rookies report tomorrow. Quarterbacks report on Monday. And injured veterans. Full squad on the 20th. We're 9 days away from the first training camp practice of 2024. Lofty expectations. Hey, remember the Ravens hit their little lull in the middle? I mean, losing to Pittsburgh or Cleveland at home. I mean, after a dominated a couple of teams, everybody hits their lull. The question is, how do you respond after it? After the Orioles lost 5 straight, they responded big time.
Yep.
Take over first. How do they bounce back against the very team you're trying to hold off?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. You know, on Get Up this morning, they were asking about the Ravens. They were saying, is Derrick Henry the missing piece to get him over the hump? And I can't remember which announcer it was. He said no. He said, I think it's a good piece. He says, but they're good enough to win the way they are. So I mean, the expectations nationally too are huge for everybody, and they've just gotta, well, they just gotta play their game. That's all. And Lamar's biggest thing is Lamar's gotta stay healthy. If Lamar stays healthy, they'll be in the hunt.
Well, if Derrick Henry gets hurt, they're screwed.
Then that's
a gigantic piece they will lose from that offense. But yeah, franchise quarterback, which the Ravens have. And as we've talked about before we hit the break, clock integrity, of course, got Earth, the Wind, and Fire as our featured artist Friday. A 2-time MVP, a quarterback. You got a future Hall of Famer, a running back. You have 2 stud tight ends. You have 2 all pros on your offensive line, 1 current, 1 former. Let's see. You got a rising second-year wide receiver who is a very exciting player to watch. You have Matt Ibike, was an all-pro last year. You have Roquan, maybe the best inside linebacker of football. You have two stud safeties, best kicker ever maybe in the NFL. I mean, they've got pieces at every position group, but depth could be an issue. Well, for most teams.
For most teams. But, and we did this probably a month ago or whatever, but when you look at how many elite players the Ravens have compared to everybody else in the division, they probably double it. So I think, you know, they've got talent. The biggest thing is, Bob, is the question marks that they have got to step up. Do those old linemen step up? Does Simpson step up? You know, do the young corners step up? That's gonna be the key.
Jeff Zrebeck, The Athletic, wrote an interesting story yesterday about where the Ravens are better, worse, or the same from 2023 to now. We'll get into that as well. If you want to join us, Sports at 583-1057. It's Featured Artist Friday. It's Earth, Wind, and Fire. Let's groove tonight.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, Nolan was listening. We're grooving tonight, or today, this morning. Earth, Wind, and Fire, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Featured Artist Friday is chosen by you, the people. Send your song request, Plazaport text line, 410-583-1057. We will jam throughout the day. No shortage of selections to choose from. If you're young and you're not really initiated, just Google them, and you'll find a song, trust me, that you've heard of before, and you're going to want to hear again here on The Fan. Orioles get swept by the Cubbies, got their pants pulled down yesterday, 8-0. Albert Suarez, battle through five. Cole Irvin, boy, has he been in the skids. He got rocked again last night trying to get back on the good foot, as they say. Kate Povich against Garrett Cole, 7:05 first pitch. Orioles, first place Yankees, two games back. So Boston creeping up. So things are getting interesting here at the All-Star break. Orioles are terrible. Runners in scoring position. Ravens start training camp in 9 days.
Yeah.
Preseason opener less than a month away. Regular season opener less than 2 months away, September 5th, against the Kansas City Chiefs, rematch of last year's AFC Championship game. And we'll talk about it. Jeff Zrebeck wrote, we'll steal this from you, Jeff. Better, worse, the same. position groups for the Ravens. We'll get into that as the show rolls on. And a very important part of what the Ravens are trying to do this year is find an offensive line.
Yep.
Capable enough to block for Lamar and Derrick Henry. We're going to talk about Daniel Falele entering his third year later on in the hour, but let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing on this Friday?
Good, man.
Good.
All right, man. Running hot, man. Running hot. Got swept, you know, but hey, I'm not pulling out the panic button.
Not only swept. They got their asses handed to them. That was George Forbin, Ken Norton, KO round two, with Howard Cosell losing his mind ringside in Caracas, Venezuela. That wasn't even close. The closest game was a game they lost 4-0. Think about that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this team is tied. You know, they had the West Coast trip. You know that they won, but coming back home and it was hot as hell too. So man, they tired, they fatigued. So. Maybe they looking forward to this All-Star break or looking forward towards the Yankees or what, man. But I don't know what's going on.
Well, but like I said, that's a great point because we just talked about it in the open. We asked Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, about it yesterday. And I figured he'd say no when I said, any chance they'd be looking past the Cubs? He goes, absolutely. You're back from the West. The All-Star selections are out. Gunner's going to be in the home run derby. Cubs have sucked for the most part, even though they're playing better. As of late, you know, human nature says they throw the bat and the gloves out there. We'll find a way to win. But by the third game, I would think it's like, hey, wait a minute. We can't get swept by these dudes. And not only did they get swept, as Nolan said, Rashawn, it was the worst game of them all.
Yeah.
They rolled over, man.
Yeah, and all these guys probably, you know, worried about tickets for the All-Star game and hotels for their friends, family. There's a lot of crap going on, and like Santander, all of a sudden, you know, like
Buck Britton's out there throwing batting practice to Gunner, getting ready for the All-Star home run thing. So, not saying that's exactly what happened. They did run into three really good pitchers. Again, I would take all three of them in the Orioles rotation, and they'd be that much better. That, you know, sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug, and the Orioles were the bug for three games against the Cubs.
And what's up with the Tate situation? Why are they? You know, like we're going to send Tate back down. Like he's the problem. Like, come on, man. Haven't they been watching Irvin lately?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and I think Irvin does have options, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
But he was brutal. Dylan Tate, I think, was a run every time he pitched, which is unfortunate. This guy was a former number 4 overall draft pick by Texas. Got traded to the Yankees. We got him in the Zach Britton trade. And remember how good he was in 22. Then he hurt his elbow, missed all of last year, hasn't been the same because when he's right, that's high 90s power stuff in the back end of your bullpen, but he's been more like gas on a fire this year, and maybe birch beer will help him excuse me.
As far as tonight, right, if it get rained out, maybe that's a good thing. We can take the break, and also we don't have to pitch Povich tomorrow, right? We can skip his turn.
I don't think it's going to get rain. I think it could be one of those 5-hour games intermittent rain.
Yeah, because it'll be like there could be a hail ball the size of the Astrodome could land in the middle of the field, but the Orioles will still delay any sort. Hey, a doubleheader on a Saturday would be pretty sweet.
That'd be nice, like a 4 o'clock.
Because 4 o'clock's the scheduled game. Yeah. Let's make it happen. But I doubt it. I think, as Vinny said, this thing is going to go into the long hours of a Friday night.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm going to spend a lot of money on beer tonight, then. The longer the game goes,
as long as you're spending
one
of pickles on me, that's all that matters.
Am I going to see you on TV again? Are you behind home plate tonight?
No, man. They was a little expensive this time around. I got to conserve some money because I'm going to going to Arlington next week after the All-Star break, so to catch that them 3 games.
Make sure you wear that black and orange and represent. Don't be wearing no cowboy nonsense out in Arlington, Texas, Rashawn.
No, I'm going to visit Jerry World, though, you know. So,
they're in California, though.
Yeah, they're going to be in California, yep. So, That's it, man. Hopefully the rain will off, because I know that the ladies don't like to get their hair wet in the rain down in Pickles. So, man, you know, that might be a dilemma for me tonight. So,
yeah, as long as the short shorts are there, I don't care about the hair, if you know what I'm saying. All right, Rashawn, I'll see you in trivia tonight.
All right, man.
There's Rashawn in Baltimore. It's Vinny at 81057. The Fan, if you're on the phones, we'll come back and get you. And then Vinny's going to talk about, Daniel Falele. If he's not starting this year, I think we might have some problemos there with the third-year guy out of the University of Minnesota, Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, joining us at 11 o'clock. Preview the rookie showing up, the rookie class in general, any undrafted types we should keep an eye on, and then the whip around 11:15. Pete Caldera returns to the program 11:30 from the Bergen Record USA Today. Talk about the Yankees struggle. Hey, the Orioles have been sucking. We know that. What's wrong with the Yankees over there? 5-8-8-1-0-5-7, The Fan, featured artist Friday, Earth, Wind, and Fire, chosen by you, the people. No shortage of tunes. Send a request to Nolan McGraw, Plaza Sport Text Line at 410-583-1057. Also, the number to get in, talk to us, Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Orioles get swept by the Cubs. They go quietly last night, 8-0, 0 for the series with runners in scoring position. Justin Steele, 7 innings, 3 hits, no walks, 4 Gays, no runs, obviously. I mean, Suarez wasn't brutal, but he wasn't great. Irvin was bad. So it is what it is. 0 for 17 were the Orioles in 3 games against the Cubbies there. Only one home run for the team that leads the majors in home runs. Speaking of home runs, though, Anthony Santander was named to the All-Star team. Kyle Tucker, Houston. He's been banged up for over a month, so he will not participate. 5th Orioles All-Star, the most since 2016. And how many of those can you remember?
Oh, none. None. The only guy, Bob, the only guy that I'm disappointed for, and I can't believe I'm saying it, is Kimbrel. You know, I thought they should have been the 6th
You were
guy.
One of the many that wanted him fired in May. Yeah. Nolan, since you're back off the phones, and if you're on the phones, you're next. Most All-Stars since 2016. Name those 5, 2016, in San Diego.
Well, this is embarrassing because I just saw it this morning, but I don't remember. So I'm going to say Trumbo.
1.
Jones.
Negative.
Oh, boy.
Chris Davis?
No, he was bad by then. Yeah. Was he?
No.
15, he was good. Tillman?
Yeah, 16 is when he signed the big deal.
Tillman?
Nope.
Britton?
Yes.
O'Day?
No.
Damn.
Think reliever.
Scope.
Think reliever. Stay with reliever outside of Britton.
Oh, boy. I don't know why Donnie Hart's coming to mind. It's not him.
Oh, it was not him.
Miller.
Brad Brock.
Brad Brock,
there
yes.
There we go. Not Scope? Was he in there?
No Scope, hello.
Jeez.
All right, enough. All right. Manny, who started Wieters, Trumbaum, who was in the home run derby, and he led the majors in home runs that year. Brad Brock, Zach Britton. Those were your 5 all-stars. Vinny Serrato. I mean, you remember that team, right? They made the playoffs that year.
Yeah.
All right, let's get out to the phone. Sports at 5-8. Well, as Ross Grimsley, our friend, would say, they made the play-in game. Let's go to Rob in Bel Air. Rob, what's up?
Boy, Bob, you were at that game last night?
Yeah, my bad. Sorry about that.
Well, my condolences to you. I mean, it was like one of those games, Bob, where I was to the point where I'm like, please, at least get a run. Just score a run. Leave with a run, and you're going to lose, but score a run. It was almost like when the Ravens played Cincinnati and Wink Martindale got mad that Cincinnati kicked a field goal to get 3 points. Maybe they just didn't want to be shut out, you know? And sometimes it's not a good feeling to leave a 0 on that board, you know what I mean?
Well, they were very feeble this series offensively. Two runs, and Westberg hit a homer in the opener, and they got trounced there. They did have hard contact against Imanaga and the relief, the bullpen, a couple of nights ago. But last night, that was just, oh, my God. That was rock bottom. Old UFO song, by the way.
Yeah, I know that song.
Yeah,
and
rock bottom.
Well, me and you, Bob, could talk music all day long.
No doubt.
But that game was strange. I mean, Cedric Mullins couldn't find the ball in the outfield with the pop-ups. It was a strange night.
And yeah. He wasn't even close to it.
No, and it's just like one of those games where you sit and look, we always talk about overreacting Monday when the Ravens lose, you know, everybody wants to jump off and now the bridge. Now everybody wants to jump off the bridge with the Orioles. The only thing that I start to think about is I look back at the Texas playoffs when the Orioles went cold again and everybody said, well, maybe they rested too long or they did whatever. But the teams that were playing, like Texas, were getting hot at the right moment. So you kind of hope that the Orioles make it, you know, if they win the division or a wild card, that they get hot at the right moment. And the thing that concerns, I know there's a reason why these hitters are in the back of the lineup, but my God, when I see Mateo, Kowser, and McCann, it doesn't make me feel good when it gets to that point when they're up, or Reyes, when it gets to that point up to bat. That's why my question for you, Bob, is on the trade deadline. I know we always talk about the talent they got hitting, but do you get a right-handed batter or do you bring up Mayo maybe to help? Because looking at the Orioles, they don't seem very good against left-handers. And in the playoffs, God, I almost sounded like Jim Moore.
Yes, you did. Playoffs.
they're going to face the three best pitchers from whoever they face. And just because Chicago, I mean, use a line that you always do, Bob, Chicago Cubs almost looked like the 2016 Chicago Cubs.
Yes, they did.
They were supposed to be this bad team. I hear Michael Wilbon on, pardon the interruption, talk about they're the worst team. So I'm thinking, oh, the Orioles are going to roll. But yeah, it was just a bad night. But I want to get your opinion on a bat, a right-handed bat, or how we can help with the back of that lineup.
All right, Rob, thanks for the call. And yeah, Mateo's flailing big time. He hadn't been the same since Mullins hit him in the head with the bat when he was on the on-deck circle. Arias got hot for a minute. He is scuffling, but his playing time's been kind of spotty, so that might affect in a little way. But I guess Mayo would be the right-handed bat. Question is, where does he fit in defensively for them? Because you don't want to solely put him at DH, because you got a lot of options there with Adley DHs, when McCann catches. You've got Mountcastle could do it. Tony Taters. So I think Kobe Mayo might finally get his major league debut, possibly in the second half of the season. But yeah, they're in a little bit of a rut here offensively. They scored two runs against the Cubs. Yes, it was their three best starting pitchers, but their runners and scoring position numbers for the season now have kind of plummeted, which we'll get into during the American League East report. Let's get back to the phones. Go to Parkville. It is Mark, or Pikesville, rather. Mark, what's up?
Hey, the Bobster and Vinny.
Yeah, we're still winning that World Series, Mark. Don't be jumping off new bandwagons.
Hey, look, this is what we got to remember, guys. This is baseball. We lose 3 to Chicago. We're going to sweep the Yankees this weekend. Chicago go home, and they're going to get swept by whoever they play. That's just baseball. But we just got to stay focused on the prize. Forget the All-Star game. Yeah, it's great recognition. I'm not worried about that. I'm focused on the World Series, and that's what we got to stay focused on, guys. Get us some pitches. You might need some more hitters. This
and some defense.
Bob, I'll talk to you.
All right, thanks. Have a great weekend. Yeah, the Cubbies go to St. Louis taking on the Cardinals, so that could be a rivalry.
Oh, it's a big one. Yeah.
Series there as well. But, you know, eye on the prize is the World Championship, which we haven't seen since 1983. But is it a discouraging series? Not discouraging. Disappointing, the effort. And Chicago tried. They just got their asses kicked. I mean, what more do you want to see? Everything, and we heard Brandon and I in the opening of the show, they didn't hit. They didn't pitch all that great. Bullpen was shaky at times. Defensively, and the Orioles are one of the best defensive teams in baseball, they didn't do a really good job. Let's get back to the phones real quick. Go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what is up?
Man, listen. What was going on, fellas? One of the reasons why I do not call Sports Talk Radio like that no more is, you know, because number one, fans can be delusional. You know what I mean? I've been getting on Bonnie Rubble for years, man. And everybody, yeah, he has a face like Bonnie Rubble. I've been getting on Bonnie Rubble for years, man. As far as like his maneuvers, his in game, where everybody was. You know what I mean? Toasting to him, y'all know I kept the same energy the whole time. You know what I mean? Because I don't like the way he manages. At the end of the day, here's my thing. And I know y'all got to get to a break. Here's my thing. Vinny, I got to ask you a question as I get off the phone, because it's going to be a GM executive question. How can you have Heston Kerstad develop if you're always playing the righty-lefty matchups. I don't want Kobe Mayo to come up, because you know why? Brandon Hyde is going to have him sit on the bench, just like he did Kyle Stowers, just like he did Joey Ortiz. When Joey Ortiz was the better option than Mateo last year, he didn't even play Joey Ortiz. At the end of the day, how can I have any faith when, yes, you had Mr. Optimism, who just got off the phone before me, but you also have a Yankees team that is desperate, that is coming in, and, you know, they playing for that manager's job. And at the end of the day, you know what I mean, both teams are struggling. So my question to you, Benny, is how – because I just want Mr. Rubenstein to just be an owner at this particular point, man. No more of this flash stuff, you know, Oreo meme shorts on Twitter and Instagram. I just want him to be an owner. So how much do the front office have a say when it comes to people that come up? Because how can Heston Kurtz, that developed this bat, that made him the number 50, number two overall pick, if all Brandon Hyde is going to do is play the righty-lefty matchups? I have no faith in Brandon. I've been had no faith in Bonnie Rubble, and I will continue to not have no faith in Bonnie Rubble. He's not the guy. He makes John Harbaugh look like Vince Lombardi, and that's all I got to say.
Hey, Ray, Nate Paulman, both Harbs and Brandon Hyde out the door.
I would imagine in football you don't have that problem, but in baseball, I'm guessing Elias has a huge say in what they do also.
Who calls up Heston Kerstedt?
Yeah.
The general manager. But the righty-lefty matchup, things have been working, but we talked about it yesterday.
Well, you talked about it last night on BB the radio.
That's what I'm saying. How do you learn how to hit lefties when you're sitting next to the hitting coach?
Yeah.
He came up and struck out last night. But
that was a bad screwed.
But whatever. It was already 8-0. I mean, we're worried about stuff. The game was already decided. That's all minutia. But will he be in the lineup tonight against Gerrit Cole? That's the question. And I say, yes, he will. Earth, Wind, and Fire, featured artist Friday. Pick a song, we got it for you. Send your request, Plazaport text line at 410-583-1057. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, talk Ravens with him. News from the Nest coming up 12 o'clock. Going to talk about the Ravens rookies report tomorrow. Talk not necessarily about the rookies of 24, but some still younger players, second-year guys, or third-year guys in some instances, that need to level up a little bit if the Ravens want to reach their goal of Super Bowl championship success. So stay tuned for that. Got the whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports? We'll let you know. And then Pete Caldera, Bergen Record. We sit here and lament the Orioles' woes. And the O's have some woes right now, especially with runners in scoring position, maybe some rotation issues. But the Yankees have been scuffling big time. So we'll talk to Pete about the Yankees' problemos here in a couple of minutes. But let's get back to the phones. Go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's up?
How the hell are you guys doing? Benny, what's going on with you, brother?
Oh, I can't call it.
Yeah, I was wondering how you was talking about you was lifting after 6 weeks, man. People told me my chest ain't right to 12, so I ain't taking no
chances. Well, I backed off on the lifting to like 10 pounds in each arm. It was, I was going too fast. Let's just say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you were, because they told me no upper body motion. You know, and then you got treadmills and bikes that move your arms. They say, no, don't do none of that. So I'm just walking and just doing leg work. But anyway, hey, check this out. I was telling Quick Draw, I say, I wonder if the Orioles, do they build their team? Do they build their team like, well, we need to win our division? Sort of like how the Ravens say, we need to win our division. So basically, you look at what's in your division. You build your roster to beat them, because when you get outside of it, certain things do happen. Now, I heard yesterday that the Orioles are scuffling against the NFC Central. And when I heard yesterday...
Yeah, NFC Central, I bet they are.
Bears and Lions kicking the crap out of them. You mean the NL Central. NL Central.
I meant the National League Central as far as, you know, the Cubs, St. Louis. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what our record is against them so far today? What is it, 5-10?
I don't even think it's that good. I think it's more like 3-10 or some nonsense like that.
Last year was probably 6-9.
I think they're like 5-11 or some crap like that. It's crap, whatever it is.
But we always talk about how the Orioles can't hit those slow ball pitches. I mean, Is there some validity to that?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
5-8-8-1-0-5-7, The Fan, featured artist Friday, Earth, Wind, and Fire, shows about you, the people, no shortage of tunes. Send a request to Nolan McGraw, Plaza Sport Text, 947-583-1057, also the number to get in, talk to us, Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Orioles get swept by the Cubs, they go quietly last night, 8-0 for the series with runners in scoring position. Justin Steele, 7 innings, 3 hits, no walks, 4 Ks, no runs, obviously. I mean, Suarez wasn't brutal, but he wasn't great. Irvin was bad. So it is what it is. 0-17 were the Orioles in 3 games against the Cubbies. There only one home run for the team that leads the majors in home runs. Speaking of home runs, though, Anthony Santander was named to the All-Star team. Kyle Tucker, Houston. He's been banged up for over a month, so he will not participate. 5th Orioles All-Star, the most since 2016. And how many of those can you remember?
Oh, none. None. The only guy, Bob, the only guy that I'm disappointed for, and I can't believe I'm saying it, is Kimbrel. You know, I thought they should have been the 6th.
You were
guy.
One of the many that wanted him fired in May. Yeah. Nolan, since you're back off the phones, and if you're on the phones, you're next. Most All-Stars since 2016. Name those 5, 2016, in San Diego.
Well, this is embarrassing because I just saw it this morning, but I don't remember. So I'm going to say Trumbo.
1.
Jones.
Negative.
Oh, boy.
Chris Davis?
No, he was bad by then. Yeah. Was he? No. 15, he was good. Tillman?
Yeah, 16 is when he signed the big deal.
Tillman?
Nope.
Britton?
Yes.
O'Day?
No.
Damn.
Think reliever.
Scope.
Think reliever. Stay with reliever outside of Britain.
Oh, boy. I don't know why Donnie Hart's coming to mind. It's not him.
Oh, it was not him.
Miller.
Brad Brock.
Brad Brock,
there
yes.
There we go. Not Scope? Was he in there?
No Scope. Hello.
Jeez.
All right, enough. All it's right. Manny, who started Wieters, Trumbaum, who was in the home run derby, and he led the majors in home runs that year. Brad Brock, Zach Britton. Those were your 5 all-stars. Vinny Serrato. I mean, you remember that team, right? They made the playoffs that year.
Yeah.
All right, let's get out to the phone. Sportsnet 5-8. Well, as Ross Grimsley, our friend, would say, they made the play-in game. Let's go to Rob in Bel Air. Rob, what's up?
Boy, Bob, you were at that game last night?
Yeah, my bad. Sorry about that.
My condolences to you. I mean, it was like one of those games, Bob, where I was to the point where I'm like, please, at least get a run. Just score a run. Leave with a run, and you're going to lose, but score a run. It was almost like when the Ravens played Cincinnati and Wink Martindale got mad that the Cincinnati kicked a field goal to get 3 points. Maybe they just didn't want to be shut out, you know? And sometimes it's not a good feeling to leave a zero on that board. You know what I mean?
Well, so, they were very feeble this series offensively. Two runs, and Westberg hit a homer in the opener, and they got trounced there. They did have hard contact against Imanaga and the relief, the bullpen, a couple of nights ago. But last night, that was just, oh, my God. That was rock bottom. Old UFO song, by the way.
Yeah, I know that song.
Yeah,
and rock bottom. Well, me and you, Bob, could talk music all day long.
No doubt.
But that game was strange. I mean, Cedric Mullins couldn't find the ball in the outfield with the pop-ups. It was a strange night.
And yeah. He wasn't even close to it.
No, and it's just like one of those games where you sit and look. We always talk about overreacting Monday when the Ravens lose. You know, everybody wants to jump off and now the bridge. Now everybody wants to jump off the bridge with the Orioles. The only thing that I start to think about is I look back at the Texas playoffs when the Orioles went cold again, and everybody said, "Well, maybe they rested too long or they did whatever." But the teams that were playing, like Texas, were getting hot at the right moment. So you kind of hope that the Orioles make it, you know, if they win the division or a wild card, that they get hot at the right moment. And the thing that concerns, I know there's a reason why these hitters are in the back of the lineup, but my God, when I see Mateo, Kowser, and McCann, it doesn't make me feel good when it gets to that point when they're up, or Reyes, when it gets to that point up the bat. That's why my question for you, Bob, is on the trade deadline. I know we always talk about the talent they got hitting, but do you get a right-handed batter or do you bring up Mayo maybe to help? Because looking at the Orioles, they don't seem very good against left-handers. And in the playoffs, they're going to. God, I almost sounded like Jim Moore.
Yes, playoffs.
they're going to face the three best pitchers from whoever they face. And just because Chicago, I mean, use a line that you always do, Bob, Chicago Cubs almost look like the 2016 Chicago
yes,
Cubs.
Yes, they did.
I mean, they were supposed to be this bad team. I hear Michael Wilbon on Pardon the Interruption talk about they're the worst team. So I'm thinking, oh, the Orioles are going to roll, but – yeah, it was just a bad night. But I want to get your opinion on a bat, a right-handed bat, or how we can help with the back of that lineup.
All right, Rob, thanks for the call. And yeah, Mateo's flailing big time. He hasn't been the same since Mullins hit him in the head with the bat when he was on the on-deck circle. Arias got hot for a minute. He is scuffling, but his playing time has been kind of spotty, so that might affect in a little way. But I guess Mayo would be the right-handed bat. Question is, where does he fit in defensively for them? Because you don't want to solely put him at DH, because you got a lot of options there with Adley DHs, when McCann catches, you've got Mountcastle could do it, Tony Taters. So I think Kobe Mayo might finally get his major league debut, possibly in the second half of the season. But yeah, they're in a little bit of a rut here offensively. They scored 2 runs against the Cubs. Yes, it was their 3 best starting pitchers, but their runners and scoring position numbers for the season now have kind of plummeted, which we'll get into during the American League East report. Let's get back to the phones. Go to Parkville. It is Mark, or Pikesville, rather. Mark, what's up?
Hey, the Bobster and Vinny.
Yeah, we're still winning that World Series, Mark. Don't be jumping off new bandwagons.
Hey, look, this is what we got to remember, guys. This is baseball. We lose 3 to Chicago. We're going to sweep the Yankees this weekend. Chicago go home, and they're going to get swept by whoever they play. That's just baseball. But we just got to stay focused on the prize. Forget the All-Star game. Yeah, it's great recognition. I'm not worried about that. I'm focused on the World Series, and that's what we got to stay focused on, guys. Get us some pitches.
You might need some more hitters. This
and some defense.
Bob, I'll talk to you.
All right, thanks. Have a great weekend. Yeah, the Cubbies go to St. Louis taking on the Cardinals, so that could be a rivalry.
Oh, it's a big one. Yeah.
Series there as well. But, you know, eye on the prize is the World Championship, which we haven't seen since 1983. But is it a discouraging series? Not discouraging. Disappointing, the effort. And Chicago tried. They just got their asses kicked. I mean, what more do you want to see? Everything, and we heard Brandon and I in the opening of the show. They didn't hit. They didn't pitch all that great. Bullpen was shaky at times. Defensively, and the Orioles are one of the best defensive teams in baseball. They didn't do a really good job. Let's get back to the phones real quick. Go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what is up?
Man, listen. What's going on, fellas? One of the reasons why I do not call Sports Talk Radio like that no more is, you know, because number one, fans can be delusional. You know what I mean? I've been getting on Bonnie Rubble for years, man. And everybody, yeah, he has a face like Bonnie Rubble. I've been getting on Bonnie Rubble for years, man. As far as like his maneuvers, his in-game, where everybody was you know what I mean? Toasting to him, y'all know I kept the same energy the whole time. You know what I mean? Because I don't like the way he manages. At the end of the day, here's my thing. And I know y'all got to get to a break. But here's my thing. Vinny, I got to ask you a question as I get off the phone, because it's going to be a GM executive question. How can you have Heston Kerstad develop if you're always playing the righty-lefty matchups? I don't want Kobe Mayo to come up, because you know why? Brandon Hyde is going to have him sit on the bench, just like he did Kyle Stowers, just like he did Joey Ortiz. When Joey Ortiz was the better option than Mateo last year, he didn't even play Joey Ortiz. At the end of the day, how can I have any faith when, yes, you had Mr. Optimism, who just got off the phone before me, but you also have a Yankees team that is desperate, that is coming in, and you know they're playing for that manager's job. And at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Both teams are struggling. So my question to you, Benny, is how? Because I just want Mr. Rubenstein to just be an owner at this particular point, man. No more of this flash stuff, you know, Oreo meme shorts on Twitter and Instagram. I just want to be an owner. So how much do the front office have a say when it comes to people that come up? Because how can Heston Kerstad develop this bat that made him the number two overall pick if all Brandon Hyde is going to do is play the righty-lefty matches? I have no faith in Brandon. I've been had no faith in Bonnie Rubble, and I will continue to not have no faith in Bonnie Rubble. He's not the guy. He makes John Harbaugh look like Vince Lombardi. And that's all I got to say.
Hey, Ray, Nate Palman, both Harbs and Brandon Hyde out the door.
I would imagine in football you don't have that problem, but in baseball, I'm guessing Elias has a huge say in what they do also.
Who calls up Heston Kerstad?
Yeah.
The general manager. But the righty-lefty matchup, things have been working, but we talked about it yesterday.
Well, you talked about it last night on BB the radio.
That's what I'm saying. How do you learn how to hit lefties when you're sitting next to the hitting coach?
Yeah.
He came up and struck out last night. But
was a bad I'm screwed.
Yeah, but whatever. It was already 8-0. I mean, we're worried about stuff. The game was already decided. That's all minutia. But will he be in the lineup tonight against Gerrit Cole? That's the question. And I say, yes, he will. Earth, Wind, and Fire, featured artist Friday. Pick a song, we got it for you. Send your request, Plaza Sport text line at 410-583-1057. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, talk Ravens with him. News from the Nest coming up 12 o'clock. Going to talk about the Ravens rookies report tomorrow. Talk not necessarily about the rookies of 24, but some still younger players, second-year guys, or third-year guys in some instances, yeah, that need to level up a little bit. If the Ravens want to reach their goal of Super Bowl championship success. So stay tuned for that. Got the whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports? We'll let you know. And then Pete Caldera, Bergen Record. We sit here and lament the Orioles' woes. And the O's have some woes right now, especially with runners in scoring position, maybe some rotation issues. But the Yankees have been scuffling big time. So we'll talk to Pete about the Yankees' problemos here in a couple of minutes. But let's get back to the phones. Go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's up?
How the hell are you guys doing? Benny, what's going on with you, brother?
I can't call it.
Yeah, I was wondering how you was talking about you was lifting after 6 weeks, man. People told me my chest ain't right to 12, so I ain't taking no
chance. Well, I backed off on the lifting to like 10 pounds in each arm. It was, I was going too fast. Let's just say
that. Yeah, you were, because they told me no upper body motion. You know, and then you got treadmills and bikes that move your arms. They say, no, don't do none of that. So I'm just walking and just doing leg work. But anyway, hey, check this out. I was telling Quick Draw, I wonder if the Orioles, do they build their team? Do they build their team like, well, we need to win our division? Sort of like how the Ravens say, we need to win our division. So basically, you look at what's in your division. You build your roster to beat them, because when you get outside of it, certain things do happen. Now, I heard yesterday that the Orioles are scuffling against the NFC Central. And when I heard yesterday...
The NFC Central, I bet they are.
Bears and Lions kicking the crap out of them. You mean the NL Central. NL Central.
I meant the National League Central far as, you know, the Cubs, St. Louis. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what our record is against them so far today? What is it, 5-10?
I don't even think it's that good. I think it's more like 3-10 or some nonsense.
That
like
year
that.
Was probably 6-9.
I think they're like 5-11 or some crap like that. It's crap, whatever it is.
But we always talk about how the Orioles can't hit those slow ball pitches. I mean, is there some validity to that? You know, somebody can pitch their
Tyon's got a little pace on his fastball, not what he had when he was coming out. You know, 12, 13 years ago, or it might have been I think he got drafted the same year that Bryce Harper and Manny Machado did, if I'm not mistaken. But Imanaga, he was mystifying them. Steele was throwing, low 90s last night? But when you throw strikes and you paint corners and you don't throw it, as Jim Hunter would say, our colleague on BBT, he'll be with me tonight, Pickles, in the happy zone, you can survive. I know today's day and age, Joe, and thanks for the call, because we got to get to the top of the hour. Everybody wants to 105 miles an hour, Paul Skeens. Boy, how good was he last night? But if he could still paint your spots and be deceptive, you're going to be successful. Because they don't know what's coming. Yep. You know what you're throwing. And if you can throw it where you want it to be, you're going to get people out.
And that's exactly right. And that's what they were doing. I mean, if you pitch on the black, hard to barrel up.
And you get an umpire's a little overzealous there with the Frank Drebin or umpiring. You're good to go. We got time for another call. You make the call, and he says no. Nolan McGraw-Mutombo is the last call of the first hour. We'll come back. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, talk some Ravens with him. Got the whip around 11:15. Hey, Bill Belichick has found a new line of work, and it's an ironic one at that, if you know what we're saying. So stay tuned. Pete Caldera, Bergen Record, and USA Today. Talk about the Yankees' struggles. Hey, we can sit here and whine about the Orioles. Let him whine about the Yankees, 11:30. Earth, Wind, and Fire, featured artist Friday. Pick a song, we got it for you. Send your request, Plaza Sports text line at 410-583-1057. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, talk Ravens with him. News from the Nest coming up 12 o'clock. Going to talk about the Ravens rookies report tomorrow. Talk not necessarily about the rookies of 24, but some still younger players, second-year guys or third-year guys in some instances, that need to level up a little bit if the Ravens want to reach their goal of Super Bowl championship success. So stay tuned for that. Got the whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports? We'll let you know. And then Pete Caldera, Bergen Record. We sit here and lament the Orioles' woes. And the O's have some woes right now, especially with runners in scoring position, maybe some rotation issues. But the Yankees have been scuffling big time. So we'll talk to Pete about the Yankees' problemos here in a couple of minutes. But let's get back to the phones. Go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's up?
How the hell are you guys doing? Benny, what's going on with you, brother?
I can't call it.
Yeah, I was wondering how you was talking about you was lifting after 6 weeks, man. People told me my chest ain't right to 12. So I ain't taking no
chance. I backed off on the lifting to 10 pounds in each arm. It was, I was going too fast. Let's just say
that. Yeah, you were. Because they told me no upper body motion,
you know, and then you got treadmills and bikes that move your arms. They say, no, don't do none of that. So I'm just walking and just doing leg work. But anyway, hey, check this out. I was telling Quick Draw, I say, I wonder if the Orioles, do they build their team? Do they build their team like, well, we need to win our division? Sort of like how the Ravens say, we need to win our division. So basically, you look at what's in your division, you build your roster to beat them, because when you get outside of it, certain things do happen. Now, I heard yesterday that the Orioles are scuffling against the NFC Central. And when I heard yesterday...
The NFC Central, I bet they are.
Bears and Lions kicking the crap out of them. You mean the NL Central. NL Central.
I meant the National League Central as far as, you know, the Cubs, St. Louis. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what our record is against them so far today? What is it, 5-10?
I don't even think it's that good. I think it's more like 3-10 or some nonsense like that.
Last year was probably 6-9.
I think they're like 5-11 or some crap like that. It's crap, whatever it is.
But we always talk about how the Orioles can't hit those slow ball pitches. I mean, is there some validity to that? You know?
Tyon's got a little pace on his fastball, not what he had when he was coming out, you know, 12, 13 years ago. Or it might have been I think he got drafted the same year that Bryce Harper and Manny Machado did, if I'm not mistaken. But Imanaga, he was mystifying them. Steele was throwing, what, low 90s last night? But when you throw strikes and you paint corners and you don't throw it, as Jim Hunter would say, our colleague on BBT, he'll be with me tonight, Pickles, in the happy zone, you can survive. I know today's day and age, Joe, and thanks for the call, because we got to get to the top of the hour. Everybody wants to 105 miles an hour, Paul Skeens. Boy, how good was he last night? But if he could still paint your spots and be deceptive, you're going to be successful, because they don't know what's coming. Yep. You know what you're throwing, and if you can throw it where you want it to be, you're going to get people out.
And you, that's exactly right, and that's what they were doing. I mean, if you pitch on the black, Hard to barrel up.
And you get an umpire's a little overzealous there with the Frank Drebin or umpiring. You're good to go. We got time for another call. You make the call, and he says no. Nolan McGraw Mutombo is the last call of the first hour. We'll come back. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, talk some Ravens with him. Got the whip around 11:15. Hey, Bill Belichick has found a new line of work. And it's an ironic one at that, if you know what we're saying. So stay tuned. Pete Caldera, Bergen Record, and USA Today talk about the Yankees' struggles. Hey, we can sit here and whine about the Orioles. Let him whine about the Yankees, 11:30.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different, Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.